Can you give us a little background on what the Stand Your Ground law is, just so we're all starting off on the same page?
Yeah, well, the Stand Your Ground law was passed in Florida to sort of expand our ability to claim self-defense. Primarily, it allows people to get out of their homes and still claim self-defense when they use deadly force. So if you're anywhere that you are allowed to be and someone is threatening your life, essentially, you can use deadly force to defend yourself without retreating.
Now, let's talk about the investigation that you and your team completed at the Times. When did you start? How long did it take? And what were some of the key findings?
Yeah, we spent about 3 months just going out and trying to identify Stand Your Ground cases that existed basically in Florida. And what we found out was that the law was being used in ways that were never imagined by the people who passed it. It was being used by gang members who were sort of scheduling shootouts in the street. And then when they got arrested, claiming, well, that guy started shooting first. It was also being used in cases that really were never envisioned, like people who were beating their neighbor's dog, or a guy who had a bear, wild bear, wander into his yard and he shot it and got charged with, you know, killing an endangered species. And people of that nature were citing Stand Your Ground as a defense.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
So who do you find successfully is able to claim Stand Their Ground as a defense?
We spent a lot of time on this, and I think where we wound up was concluding that anything could be a Stand Your Ground case. You can argue Stand Your Ground in just about any circumstance. There's nothing to limit you. And in some cases, some seemingly bizarre cases, you can win that argument depending on what jury you have or what judge is in the room or how good your defense attorney is. From one jurisdiction to the next, from one judge to the next, one prosecutor to the next, there were much different outcomes for very similar cases.
There's a lot of talk in the news, obviously, about gun control. Can you elaborate a little bit on how guns apply to the Stand Your Ground law? Were most of the cases involving guns?
Probably the majority of cases didn't involve guns. Now, when you get into fatal cases, then you're much more likely to have a gun involved. But there are many, many, many cases where people have cited Stand Your Ground for a little fist fight or, you know, some sort of shoving match that escalates and no one's killed. And in fact, sometimes people aren't even seriously injured.
Chris, before I let you go, George Zimmerman's trial starts June 10th. What should we be looking out for in that trial?
I've been asked this sort of question a lot recently about whether he's going to be successful in his arguments or not. It's really hard to predict. There are certainly cases like Zimmerman's that have been successful. I think it's definitely possible that he could win a Stand Your Ground argument. I think there's a lot of pressure right now, sort of politically, on everyone involved to not be overly lenient. It'll be really interesting to see how far his defense attorneys are pushing the Stand Your Ground argument.
Well, Chris Davis of the Tampa Bay Times, thank you so much for breaking down Florida's Stand Your Ground law for us.
Thanks for having me.